This is a call for Philly Organic Listing.
Hi, Stella speaking.
Hello. Is this Home Care Agency?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
Oh, I was just calling to see if, do you take on new clients?
We do, actually, yes. In which county are you?
I'm in Philadelphia. Where are you located?
So we're located in Philadelphia as well. You want to sign up as a client and have a family member work for you? Or you
No, I wouldn't. Right, I would need a home care
a
person.
Sure.
Yes, okay. You're right.
So
you
want
36?
Philadelphia. What?
You want 36 on Market? 3601 Market Street in Philadelphia?
We're actually not there, no. We are on one winding drive. But we do everything remotely, so you don't need to come down. It really doesn't matter.
I don't know why I have your address is 3601 Market Street.
Oh, I'm not sure. Do you have Medicaid?
Yes, Medicare, Medicaid.
Got it. And were you already approved for home care services, or do you want to enroll in the program?
No, I have a home care aide now. No, I had this for years. Because I'm with the agency already. I just want to change agencies.
Oh, you just want to transfer agencies.
You don't do that?
Yeah, we do. Do you want to bring along your caregiver, or you'll need a caregiver from us?
Yeah, I would need one from you, yes.
Sure, no problem. How many hours were you approved for?
Either, I can never get that right, 63 or 66. I know it's one of them.
Okay. What's your what's your first and last name? I want to log into your Medicaid account.
Sheila Ramsey.
How do I spell it?
S-H-E-I-L-A-R-A-M-S-E-Y.
And what's your date of birth?
You need my Medicaid card.
I'll just pull it up. It's fine. Just give me your date of birth. August 31st. I actually have two sisters with that birthday.
Oh, they must be good people.
Yep. Okay, I see you have Keystone First as your insurance, right?
Yes, I do.
So everything sounds good. What we'll need to do is I'll just need to put in your information and we'll have a staffing department. Like, I'll just have you transfer to someone. She's going to help you. Like, she's going to get your preferences, what you need for an aide, and she's going to find you a caregiver, someone that's your liking.
Oh, good. And you have some, because I'm in, the Cottage Creek, West Philadelphia area.
So we actually, we have Philadelphia. We have multiple caregivers all around. So shouldn't be an issue. Give me a minute. Second. What's your street address, your exact address?
6237 Carpenter Street, Philadelphia,
and
PA, 19143.
Okay, do you have any kids in your house?
Any children now?
Okay. Who's your service coordinator from Keystone? Do you have her information? I'll try to pull it up if I can.
Yeah, it's I do have always on my phone. What's her name?
So just it's fine, disregard it, Cheater. I'll just check it up for you.
Yes. Outlaw. Her last name is Outlaw. I'm trying to think of what's her first name.
If it comes up, give me a minute. Okay, actually, it doesn't come up. It came up with the provider services number. Do you have her direct line? I have her name. Her name is Keila Outlaw, but I don't have her phone number.
Yes, okay. Kelly. You're right. Let me see. Do I have her phone number? I do have her phone number. Let me see if I can find it. Kelly Outlaw. Here it is. 215.
Okay.
528.
Okay.
1759.
Got it. Thank you so much for that. Do you want to call her now to notify her that you're planning over to switch?
I want to find out all the information from your company first before
sure,
I do that.
No problem.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get a specialist available for you now so she can assist you with that, okay?
Yes.
Just hold on the line a few minutes. Let me see if I can get her right now.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Actually got Dina available for you. She's a very good rep. I'll just send you over right to her, and she's going to assist you further, okay?
Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a wonderful day, Sheila.
You do the same.
Bye.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Hi, I'm Sheila Ramsey.
Yes, you were just transferred from Stella, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Hi, Sheila. I'm an intake coordinator. My name is Dina, so I'll be assisting you until you're all set up with a caregiver, okay? Now, I just wanted...
Okay.
Yes. So I just wanted to go over some... What did you say?
Oh, hold on a second, please.
Okay, sure.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to go over a little bit more of what you're looking for. So you're approved 65 hours. Now, what would you like your schedule to look like? You want a daytime caregiver, a nighttime caregiver?
Oh, daytime, the hours that they have now. My main concern is because I'm handicapped and I can't really get to the door, so I've been extremely lucky to get one caregiver that, come every day. And and that's so much easier to have just one. I don't know if you have someone that can do, but we adjust their hours. So it's because they come Saturday and Sunday also, but they like come between 10 or 11. No, they come in between 11 or 6, and then or 11 to 5, somewhere around there. And then during the week, we adjust their hours during the week so they can have the whole time, the whole 65 hours. Yes.
Okay. All right. So you want one
caregiver
for the
hour. It's so much
easier.
Oh, it's so extremely easy for one person, yes.
Right. Okay. Well, definitely try to look for that. Do you want a female, a male? Do you have a preference?
Of a female, because I do need help with the shower dressing and all that.
Okay. And do you use any kind of wheelchair lift?
No, I'm in the process of getting a wheelchair. That's what I was looking for. When I go to my doctor's appointments, because I went there today, the ambulance usually come and take me in the stretcher.
Okay. Is there anything specifically that you're looking for the caregivers to know how to do or have had experience doing?
I have meals delivered every day. So basically, they just have to heat up the meal. I stay on my first floor. So they don't have to do steps.
Oh, good. Okay.
And, yes, I have everything on my first floor. I need someone that just be able to prepare the meal and to do the cleaning. I've been I hope they have a car that they could drive.
A car to drive you around or a car to get to your home?
Right. Well, sometimes it depends. Sometimes over near a car. I mean, for them to go places, pick up medicine, and at this point, I can't really get in a car.
Okay.
It's so much as the steps, because I have like 10 steps to get into my house. I can't do steps now.
Right. It's easier
I'm going
for them
to have my. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to have my knee replaced, this year,
Oh, okay. All right. So it'll be better for them to just do the errands for you.
Oh, they have to. Yeah. I can't do it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And then I have everything convenient. I have my wash and dry on the same floor.
Oh, great.
Have my bathroom already handicapped set up, and it's right here on the same floor. You know, everything is on the floor. They won't have to run around for different things in the house or anything. Everything is so convenient.
Okay.
And if they could do, because I've been extremely lucky, the one I have, she keeps it so clean. She keeps them.
You want a clean home. Yeah, that's understandable.
I'm used to my clean home.
Yeah. Do you have any pets in the home?
No.
No pets. Any smoking in the home?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Okay. Got it. All right, I have everything written down here. I'm going to text you with my phone number in case you want any updates or have anything else to add. And we'll keep you posted on what we find, okay? We're going to try to aim for one caregiver, and we'll let you know either way. Yeah.
My This is my landline. My cell phone is 215-821-4343.
343. Okay. Mhm. All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm going to text all the information over to you, and yeah, well, hopefully we'll be in touch with you sometime next week, all right?
I'm in Cox Creek area, West Philadelphia.
Okay.
And you don't
have people in Philadelphia. Yeah.
Oh. But what section of Philadelphia? Because I had a couple of them that were Philadelphia, but they was on the other side of Philadelphia, and a lot of times they couldn't get here to one, you know, I mean, or couldn't get here at all if it was snowing or.
We have people all over Philadelphia, and when we search for a caregiver, we first search for the closest ones. And then, you know, we go a little further if we can't find any in a very close distance. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to find someone close.
Okay. Yeah, and it's not that if they have a car, you know, if it's good enough for them for that.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but thank you so much.
No problem. You have a good rest of your day, and you can look out for our call. Again, reach out if you have anything else to add, and yeah.
All right. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.